This is Father John Gatzak, General Manager of WJMJ Radio. We're sorry to tell you that one of our WJMJ family has left us. Bob Ellsworth, the host of Saturday Afternoon Pops, and one of Hartford's premier radio and television personalities, passed into eternal rest. Following a longtime career in Connecticut, and later with the Voice of America, Bob returned to our area where he pursued a career as a freelance announcer, and for the past 6 years, entertained WJMJ listeners every Saturday afternoon. Bob had many friends from his long career.
Hello, this is Dick McDonough, and first I want to offer my condolences to the Ellsworth family, and especially to Rosemary, Bob's love, in fact, the love of his life. Bob was the consummate professional, as you probably have guessed by now, and those of you who have been fortunate enough to be listening to him on JMJ, thank God the facility was open to him, and his sharing of big band music and his knowledge of great stuff. It was a pleasure to hear him, as it was for me, and I know for you. Bob was always encouraging to me. We first met at Big D, back in the heyday of Big D. This would have been the 70s. Bob was doing news, and I was doing 3 to 7. And Bob, I used to remind him of it pretty regularly. It just was so funny to me. When the jingle went on, it was probably a 12-second jingle with the ID and everything. Bob would forget something at the last minute and would be down on his knees and kind of squatting and going out into the newsroom to pick up or retrieve what he had forgotten and then come right back in and not miss a beat. One day he forgot all of the news, and I saw him pick up the Hartford Current and change the story he didn't change, but the way it was written he did. How many people can do that, and especially today? I'm starting to sound old myself, aren't I? I had the pleasure in the autumn of Bob's life, and the privilege, too, of seeing him. A bunch of us would get together once a month at the Arch Street Tavern, and we would just talk over old times and what we were doing now, and just had a great time. And I really thank God for that opportunity to be with him. Yesterday would have been the last time I would see Bob. I went to the Britain General. It was about 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and Bob's breathing was laborious. And I held his hand and told him, whether he could hear me or not, I told him how much he meant to me and how encouraging he had always been. When I was a kid at Big D in my 20s, Bob would say to me, "With a voice like yours, what are you doing in Hartford? You should be in New York City." Well, I didn't have that kind of confidence that Bob had in me, but he would always say it, so I figured, well, he must mean it. And one thing you could be sure of, when Bob said something, he was honest. He was a gentleman. He was a very religious man. He was a convert to Catholicism. Rosemary, of course, his bride, was Catholic, and Bob converted to Catholicism and became very active in his parish. He became a lector. In other words, he did readings at Mass. And recently, about a year ago, I started doing the same thing at my parish. And Bob, again, gave me some pointers and said, "Dick, take your time with it. It's the word of the Lord. And just do what you do. And perhaps maybe do it a lot slower than you would do normally." So that was a tremendous suggestion, again, from a guy who I respected and believed in all of my life. I'll miss you, old buddy, and I felt your spirit yesterday, and it left for heaven, I'm sure, today, this morning.
WJMJ will continue to remember Bob Ellsworth with more tributes from his many friends in the radio and television field. All of us at WJMJ and the Office of Radio and Television of the Archdiocese of Hartford send our condolences to Bob's family and the multitude of listeners who have enjoyed his talent over the years. May God welcome home his faithful friend, Robert J. Ellsworth.